That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, get to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Two reports were released by the Office of the Ombudsman after the inspection of a women's prison in Christchurch and the Wellington Arahata prison. The chief of the Ombudsman, along with advocacy groups such as Amnesty International and Just Speak, have come forward to criticize the treatment of prisoners and the cultural and leadership issues. Poor treatment included long lock-up hours, lack of privacy in toilets and bathrooms, and neglect in high-security areas. Amnesty and Just Speak have also made a submission to the UN Committee Against Torture to stop the use of spit hoods on young people. I spoke with Lisa Woods from Amnesty International about the results of the recent reports and what needs to be done. What drove the inspections and reports that were recently released?
Yes, the reports were published following inspections at Christchurch Women's Prison and Wellington's Arahata Prison. And these inspections by the Ombudsman are part of their role that includes monitoring conditions in prison and holding the government accountable to human rights standards.
And what did these inspections find, and what was the most shocking aspect about the report?
These reports raised so many issues, it's hard to know where to start in honesty. But at the heart of them both is this really clear finding that people in prison just aren't being treated in line with human rights standards, and this points to an urgent need to transform the justice system. The report raised so many concerns, including people being held in poor conditions, being recorded on CCTV while in the shower and on the toilet, the disproportionate use of force, there were issues regarding not being able to communicate with lawyers in private, and a further key concern that was raised was issues around the monitoring and reporting of the use of force, which was found to be extremely problematic. This is actually an issue that just keeps coming up in different areas of the prison system. For example, recently, the prison inspectorate said that they couldn't make findings on whether prolonged solitary confinement was occurring because of deficient data. And this is so deeply concerning. Reporting and recording is just such a basic practice, and it's a basic protective measure against state abuse. And this is especially important in a prison system where, by its nature, transparency is more difficult. And I'm just so concerned right now that we just simply cannot know what human rights violations are occurring, as the reporting system is so dire. And that's just beyond unacceptable.
Comments made by both Amnesty and Just Speak seem to focus on the importance of treatment instead of punishment. How does refocusing our attitude towards prisoners help reduce crime?
Yeah, going to prison is a form of punishment, but the conditions in prison should not themselves cause harm. All people everywhere should be treated with dignity. This is one of the core tenets of human rights standards, and something I think we all inherently understand as people, that that's so important to our well-being. It's something we all need and should have, no matter where we are. It's that basic need for respect and dignity. And the way the government treats people in prison has huge impact on a person's well-being, and this in turn can impact their ability to rehabilitate. It might even impact their ability to address issues that may have caused offending. So how people are treated is fundamental.
What does the government need to do? What are their next steps to not only focus more on treatment, but also on upholding te tiriti o waitangi in our prisons?
Fundamentally, the root of so many human rights issues in Aotearoa are impacts from colonisation, and therefore always coming back to the need for broader reform is critical. And by this I mean broader constitutional change so that we can fully and properly uphold te tiriti. This type of broader change is critical so that we have the foundations right for a society in which we can all flourish.
Now, Amnesty and Just Speak have put through a joint submission to the UN Committee Against Torture to stop the use of spit hoods on young people. Can you tell us how these spit hoods are being used and what your submission is about?
So a spit hood is a device that is placed over a person's head while they are being restrained. And this was a key issue, actually, that was brought up in the Ombudsman report that we were just talking about. And the Ombudsman called for spit hoods never to be used on young people and people with a disability. And the problem is that spit hoods can be very traumatic and carry a very real risk. And given the dangers of spit hoods, we believe they could constitute ill treatment and should be banned. And one thing I also want to note is that quite recently, New Zealand was under review under the Convention Against Torture. And the committee were unequivocal in their assessment that the use of spit hoods against children is unacceptable.
That was Lisa Woods from Amnesty International on the poor conditions of prisons in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.